Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is time. Five burning questions, because we have to do it with an extreme quickness. We get right to it with Stu. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Ken. After 1 week of...
No time for pleasantries. Just read the damn question.
1 week of NFL preseason games, hype seems to be around the rookie quarterbacks. Ooh. Deshaun Watson, Mitchell Trubisky, Deshaun Kizer, and Patrick Mahomes all had positive debuts.
Indeed.
If you had to start your NFL team with one of these quarterbacks, who would you take?
Well, Mitch Trubisky was my guy, so I'm going to take Mitch Trubisky, right? How about, by the way, did you see the sour puss Mike Glennon had on when he hit that touchdown pass?
Sure did.
Did you see?
Amazing.
I tell you what, you can say whatever you want to. Who are the other guys? You have Brock Osweiler, you have Alex Smith, you have Tom Savage. Now, I don't know about the other quarterback rooms out there, but I have never seen such a guy who's so outwardly dour about this whole situation than Mike Glennon. You're getting your $15 million, okay? Maybe you'll get to see the whole contract. God, what a sissy. Just go out and play the game. You're still the starter. John Fox didn't want to hurt your feelings. Go and play football. Have better than a 0.0 rating. Sour puss. Next.
Earlier this week, Packers legend Brett Favre said that Aaron Rodgers has plenty of time to win his second Super Bowl ring. While many took this as a slight to Rodgers, it begs the question of why Rodgers has only one Super Bowl ring. Do you think more blame should be placed on Rodgers, the coaching, the building of the roster around him, or a combination of all those things?
I still don't understand it. I don't understand how it was a real shot at Aaron Rodgers. Some people will try to prove me wrong on that, but that's fine. Doesn't Brett Favre only have one Super Bowl ring? Brett Favre's one of the greatest ever, right? You know how hard it is to win a bleeping Super Bowl? Do we understand how hard that is to do that?
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady, I know Tom Brady has five. He still lost two in terrible fashion. Like, he got beat bad on those. So let's not even start, like, in an ugly way. So let's not even start that. It's hard to win a Super Bowl. They don't just fall off. Dan Marino doesn't have any Super Bowls. Jim Kelly doesn't have any Super Bowls. Two of the best we've ever seen. Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl. People always bring up Brad Johnson with that. Go back and check the stats, by the way, on Brad Johnson. The guy nearly threw for 30,000 yards. Brad Johnson wasn't great. He wasn't that bad. Next.
The Buccaneers released kicker Roberto Aguayo after a missed field goal and a missed extra point in Friday's preseason game against the Bengals. Where would you rank Aguayo in terms of biggest bust in NFL history, considering he's a kicker selected in the second round?
He's a kicker. I put that on. Was it Mark Dominic who made that pick, or was it somebody else? It doesn't matter. I put that bust on the Buccaneers. They shouldn't have drafted a kicker in the second round. The bust is the Buccaneers. But nobody's going to care because they have Jameis Winston, and no one's going to remember that because that's what a franchise quarterback does. Next.
On Friday, CBSSports.com's Dennis Dodd penned a piece discussing why the hype surrounding Notre Dame football has died this season. In it, he discusses the program's recent struggles on the field as well as in recruiting. Do you believe Notre Dame is still a premier top 10 college football program?
Yes, because of its history. But once you start writing those articles, you can start the clock on Brian Kelly. I wanted to say Bill O'Brien. You can start the clock on Brian Kelly. Next.
After Jaguars rookie running back Leonard Fournette's first preseason game on Thursday, he had some interesting comments saying that the game is slower than he expected and easier. Do you believe he'll live to regret these comments?
No. Everybody wants to make a big deal about it. If he's that good, then you should be happy if you're a Jaguars fan. The guys are out there trying to get him. If he says the game's slower, then he should be that much better, that much quicker. Good. They need some pop with that team because they've been drafting well, or we thought they've been drafting well for a long time. So you should have a good running back there. That is five burning questions. We do it every week at this time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.